Gemara Daf Hei Beis Amud Beis is discussing the din of androgynous, whether he has a din of a vade zachar or is he a safek zachar, safek nekeva. So androgynous is a person who has both a varim of a zachar and a varim of a nekeva. So the question is, how do you view such a person? Do you view him as a vade zachar, or is he a person who halachically we're misupik about? We don't know if he has a din of a zachar or a nekeva. And the Gemara says two nefkaminas legabi this shayla, if he's a vade zachar or a safek zachar. One nefkamina the Gemara says over here in Pei Beis Amud Beis on the bottom. Legabe Mishkav Zachar. If another Zachar would be Baalav, is he Chayav Skila, like being Baal of Zachar? So if he's a Zachar Vade, then you'll be Chayav Skila. If it's a Safik Zachar, Safik Nekeva, then you can't be Chayav Skila because maybe it's a Nekeva and there would not be a Chayav Skila. That's one Nafkamina. Another Nafkamina is, this is Mavur from the whole Sugya, especially early on Daf Pealif, that Shaila is a Gabe Truma. Let's say you have an androgynous who married a Bas Yisrael, androgynous who's a Kain, who married a Bas Yisrael, could it be Michael or Betruma or not? So if he's a Vadei Zachar, then he can be Michael Betruma. Like any Kain who marries a Yisrael, he can be Michael Betruma, it's Kinan Kaspai. So this androgynous could be Michael her as well. But if the Pshat is, we're Mesupik, we don't know, is he a Zachar, is he in the Keva, then he would not be able to be Michael, his wife, Bas Yisrael Betruma, at least Betruma Daraisa, because we don't know whether he's really a Zachar or in the Keva. So that's the two nafgaminas. If he's a zacher vade, he's chayv lov skila kazacher, and he can be Michael, his wife, betruma, if he's a kain. If it's a suffix zacher, then you're not chayv skila for mishkav zacher, and he can't be Michael, his wife, betruma. So the problem is, the lefi this, it comes out of steer in the Rambam. The Rambam, Hilchos Trumas, Perek Zayin, Halacha Dalet, paskins in an androgynous, betumtum, avdein oichlim, avalonish, and he says an androgynous, his wife, cannot eat truma, which would mean that the Rambam paskins, that he's a suffix zacher, suffix nekeva. But yet, if you look in the Rambam in Yisur Yibiyah, Perek Av, look at this one, the Rambam says, Echad HaBala HaZachar, or HaBala Androgynous, Derech Zachusai, Chayev. The Rambam says, if a person is HaBala Androgynous, Derech Zachusai, you are Chayev Skila. So if you are Chayev Skila, he must hold he's a Zachar Vadei. So it's a steer in the Rambam. Legabe Yisur Yibiyah, Legabe Mishkov Zachar, he paskins he's a Zachar Vadei. But Legabe feeding his wife Truma, he says he's a Suffolk Zachar, and he can be Michael Mitruma. So it's a straight out steer in the Rambam, is he a Zachar Vadei, or is he a Suffolk Zachar? So the case of Mishnah over there brings in the Rashba and our Sugya. The Rashba says a Teretz to answer Pshat in the Rambam. The Rashba says like this. He says, La'ilam, the Rambam holds that he's a Safik Zachar, Safik Nekeva. And that's why he can't be Michael Betruma. Why are you Chayav Skila Kazachar? It's like the Rashba, the Rambam held, that's a Gzer Sekasa. We have a special Gzer Sekasa of a Zachar, a Sishka, a Mishka, a Isha, which is referring to an androgynous as Gemara Darshins. And the Gemara understands it's a Gzer Sekasa that even though he's a Safik Zachar, Safik Nekeva, but Gabi Mishka, a Zachar, you're Chayav on it, it's a special Rebuy, and therefore you're Chayav Skila Kazachar. So in other words, La'ilam, the Rambam held, he's a Safik, Safik Zachar, Safik Nekeva. But Gabi Mishka, a Zachar, it's a special Gzer Sekasa that you're Chayav Skila Kazachar, Meshenki Gabi Truma, where you don't have a Gzer Sekasa of Hadardina, that it's a Safik and he can't be Michael, his wife, Betruma. That's how he, how the Rashba says Pshat in the Rambam. Now, this Teretz of the Rashba Luchar is tzarechi and very difficult to understand because Miman of Shach. If the Pshat is he's a Safik Zachar, Safik Nekeva, then what sense does it make to say that there's a Gzer Sekasav the Yechav Skila Kazachar? He's not a Zachar, so why would the Torah be Mechayvu Kazachar? And if there is a Gzer Sekasav the Yechav Skila Kazachar, then we should understand that to mean that the Torah is being Machriya, that he's a Vade Zachar. That's a Yechav Skila. Then how could you go ahead and be Mesubik Legabe Truma if he's a Zachar and a Keva? Luchar, you can't have it both ways. And if you look in the Ramban over here, the Ramban really asks this Kash on the Rashba. He says, "Being the Suffolk Nekevi, how chayav on the skila klal? How you chayav at all? But like the meir Meshani Hasim, can the nakel time of the chazav zaka l'sishku v'mishka v'isha? You can't say that the pshat is the gavi mishka v'zaka. There's a special gzeras akasav. Like the Rashi wanted to say, these sveiko. If it's a Suffolk, l'misrabi v'zaka klal, then you can't be marbim to be chayav like a zachar. He's not a zachar, so how would you be marbim? Be misrabi m'hasim. And if you are marbim like a zachar, l'misrabi v'nekeva, then don't have a shaila that he might be a nekeva. That should be a gilei that he's not a nekeva. So either way, this gather hadvarim of the Rashi was tzarichin. How can you tell me he's a Suffolk? Zachar, legabe truma, legabe mishkav zachar, he's vadei zachar. So it's tzarichin what the Rashba meant. So I was thinking that perhaps it could be mazba the Rashba like this, that really when we think about the chilukim between an ish and an isha, legabe dina atayra, we find different chilukim. There's different chilukim legabe dina arayas, legabe kiddushin, legabe mitzvahs, that a man is chayv in certain mitzvahs, a woman is pater from certain mitzvahs. So there's lots of different chiluki dinim that we have. And I think there really are two different gedarim, two different dinim, legabe the chiluk between an ish and an isha. There's one shaila, and that is legabe the guf of the person, the physical guf. Is this the guf of an ish, or is it the guf of an isha? That's a din on the physical body. How we magdil this body? Is this a body of a zacher or a body or a nekeva, of a nekeva. But then there's another din, which is not legabi the physical body, but it's legabi the pnimius ha'adam, legabi the etzem atzmius ha'adam, his tchunas ha'nefesh and his essence. How he's created, is it created with the tchunas ha'nefesh of a nekeva or the tchunas ha'nefesh of a zacher? And that goes into the ikur bri of the person, his pnimius, his neshama, not so much mitzad the guf. And those are two separate dinim. So when you're donning the mashal legabi Arayas and all those types of dinim and kiddushin, that's a shayla gabi the guf. Kiddushin might be different, but at least gabi arayas, that's a shayla gabi the guf hadavar. Does this have a guf of an ish, or is it a guf of an isha? But when you're donning legabe in yonim, like are you chayv mitzvah? It's not chayv mitzvah. That's not totally on the body. That's totally on the pnimius adam. It's totally on how the person was created. You're created as a chavtsav a zacher, a chavtsav nekeva, and that's a whole different din. So in Mela, I was thinking that maybe you could say in the Rambam like this, maybe take it to a step weiter, that the whole din in the Gemara over here is an androgynous of Zacha or Nekeva. That's a din legabi the primius of the Adam. Do we don this brio like a Zacha or like a Nekeva? What is the Tchunas HaNefesh? What's the primius Adam? How do you don such a person? Do you view him as a Zacha or a Nekeva or as a Safik? But legabi the Guf HaAdam, legabi the physical Guf, legabi that, kulei amal pligi, that the Guf is a Guf of a Zacha. Because the Metzias, the Yosait of what's Magda, the Guf of Nekeva, is the fact that she does not have a Vare Zachar. That is the Taich of a Guf of a Nekeva. If you have a woman with a Vare Zachar, the Guf is no longer the Guf of Nekeva, it's a Guf of a Zachar. That is Metzia Mechal Nekeva. Mashenkin, the Guf of a Zachar is, if he has a Vare Zachar, it's a Guf of a Zachar. The fact that there's also Nakvis doesn't take away from being a Zachar. He's a Zachar that has a Vare Nakvis. But once it's a Vare Zachar, it's Mafkir the Guf from being an Isha, and he has a din of a guf of an ish. So the gabi, the pnimius ha'adam, is it a man or a woman? That could be a suffix. We don't know. That's one din. That's a shy legabi androgynous. Is it a zacher vade, a zacher suffix? But the gabi, the guf ha'adam, the physical guf, the gabi that, I want to be matzio, the l'chuli, everyone agrees that the physical guf is the guf of a zacher. So you can have a musig where the mitzah, the guf, it's a guf of a zacher, but the gabi, the pnimius ha'advarim, in halacha, we consider it like an ekeva. So Mamele, you could say that could be pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam understood that the din in the Gemara is it a zacher, is it a nekeva? That is a gabi, the pnimius ha'adam, that we don this person like a zacher, like a nekeva, and the gabi that is a suffix, and therefore the gabi truma, it can't be machal b'truma, because we have a suffix. What is your getter? Are you an ish? Are you an isha? If you're an ish, you could have kiddushin. If you're an isha, you can't. I mean, mele, it's a suffix, and you can't be machal truma. But when it comes to mishkav zacher, when it comes to a din like mishkav zacher, the gabi that, the tarzvi mechadish, this is the gzas hakasev, that he's bevadei the guf of a zacher. That's what's in the chadish in the pasuk. You treat the guf like the guf of a zacher. Even though mitzad the pnimis adam might be a suffix, but mitzad the guf, being that you have ivar zacher, so tarzvi mechadish, this is the body of a zacher. Any guf with ivar zacher is considered the guf of a zacher, hagam that it has ivar nakfis as well. And melech like the Rambam, it's nichon, the gzas hakasev, that you chayv love skila kazacher vade, because the gabi mishkav zacher, the din is on the guf. Is this a guf of a man or not? If it's bevade, the guf of a man, there's going to be a chiv skila kazacher. That's what's nischadish from the kzeras hakasav. Mashenkin the gabi the primus adam, the gabi that we have a suffix, and therefore it can't be michael truma. That's telling him the etzem din adam. Is it an adam? Is it an ish or an isha? So that'd be miyasha v'kasha the Ramban and the Rashba. How could it be that you're mesupik legabe the Adam and yet you're chayv bevade kezacher? And if you're chayv kezacher, let that be paisha your suffik. There it says we're talking about two different things. The suffik that we have is a gabi the pnimis Adam, that's taka a suffik. The gzeres hakasav, the chayv skila kezacher, is a gabi the guf Adam, the gabi the metzias, so the physical guf, the gabi that, the tarz be magder, this is bevade a guf of a zacher. Why? Because he has a var zacheris, and we mele would follow the legabe. Legabe Mishkav Zachar, Chayv Skila Ki Isha Ki Zachar Bevada, you will be Chayv Skila. But Legabe Truma, the Ram Takan Paskins, that he can't be Michael Betruma, because Legabe the Pnimis Adam, he Takan has a din of a Safik Zachar and a Safik Nekeva.